Okay. Ken Goss, we're just sitting here Sunday night. What's the date today? March 7th? 8th? 2009. Okay. Can you tell me what it's like to work with Lenny?
Sometimes challenging.
Why?
Because, well, it's better now, but he was deaf for a very long time until he got the cochlear implant.
Like completely deaf?
Oh, yeah, he's completely deaf. I was carrying a whiteboard with me. To the point that I would send him a text message when he was right next to me.
How did he hear the train whistles and stuff?
He didn't.
Did he ever have any close calls?
Oh yeah. He's had some close calls with me in front of him.
Was you in front of him?
Yeah.
Well, if you were in front of him, wouldn't that have been a close call for you?
No, I was on the tracks. Lenny was on the tracks checking some sensors, standing in between the rails. I was on top of my truck unstrapping a ladder off the top of my truck. I heard the whistle, I looked up and I saw Amtrak coming at him, but this was out by West Salem, so they were doing about 79 miles an hour, probably closer to 82. And Lenny had no idea he had his back to him, so they were coming up behind him, and they were laying on the horn. I threw my Leatherman, I yelled at him a couple of times, he didn't hear me. I took my Leatherman and I threw it, not at him, but to land in front of him. When it hit in front of him, he looked up, and I pointed behind him, and he turned around. He moved pretty quick after he saw the train.
How long has he worked at the railroad?
41 years.
So he's probably seen a lot of different things come and go as far as the railroad. Or has the railroad really changed in 40 years?
The technology's changed quite a bit.
Well, what would he have been doing differently 40 years ago than he's doing now?
40 years ago, they still had the telegraph circuits run.
Really?
They were automated, but they still had the equivalent to the old West telegraph circuits. They still had the ring down circuits, which were the same thing. I was strung on pole lines, and some of it was traveling along the same wire that had traveled 100 years before that. And same, in fact, we still have some of the same poles up.
Do they still use the telegraph? What do they use now?
No, now it's all radio. In fact, a lot of our data for the train control will be via radio now.
Oh. Does when you work with him, does he tell you a lot of stories and?
Yeah. There's no way to avoid his stories.
Really?
You're going to get the history on some things, whether you want it right then or not.
What kind of history?
Just the history of how some things came to be. And, histories about different people, some of which have been dead for a very long time. I found we cleaned out an old depot once, and I found a binder with pictures in it, very old photographs from the 50s. And Lenny was able to point to a lot of it in there and say, see, I put that in, and they were old, these old councils. This is when we had dispatchers spread across the United States. And Lenny was able to point to everything, which he pretty much did every picture in the book. Because Lenny did back then what I do now.
But with telegraph stuff?
Well, they didn't use Morse code. They used the same circuits. But it was all automated by then. I mean, automated as well as the 1940s ever got automated.
Was it 40s, 50s?
40s, 50s, that era.
So he's worked there longer than 40 years?
Well, no, but he worked on the same stuff. A lot of things didn't change for 30 years.
Oh, so it's just recently that
Yeah, we're still using Micar radios, which have been around for 35 years.
That one time he brought home that old, that old crank telephone? What it was used for?
Yeah, pretty much.
What was it used for?
For different stations along the tracks for them to call in with a dispatcher.
Huh. Well, can you tell me one of the stories that Lenny told you?
I'm thinking. he's told me about quite a few of the control towers that he put in, and a lot of the control towers are still there. He built A5 originally, about, God, probably 20, 30 years ago. So, because the technology that was there up until 3 weeks ago was old. I ripped it out 3 weeks ago and put all new stuff in.
How does he react to this, going from the really old stuff to the really new stuff?
Well, he's tickled pink.
He is?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's not reluctant to see that change and...
No, because if Lenny knows if there's too much trouble, he'll call me.
Oh, so he doesn't only have to deal with it?
Not as much as he used to.
Oh.
And it is better than, because it was his job was miserable back then, because he used to get called out constantly, and a lot of it was pole line work, and he'd have to climb a pole at 3 o'clock in the morning to fix what was wrong. Trees and wind and ice would knock down pole line.
And he'd have to climb up it and put it back together?
Yep.
So his job's a lot easier now.
Oh, yeah. And ever since we started going to fiber, it's even gotten to where he hardly gets called out anymore.
Really? Does he ever talk about some of the wild and crazy things that happened in the railroad in La Crosse, or...?
I don't know. There's things he won't tell me.
Like what?
Well, for some reason, Lenny had the nickname, the pervert, and he's never elaborated on that.
Who called him the pervert?
I guess that was his nickname for quite a while, but nobody ever elaborated on it. Although I've seen it firsthand.
What?
We were at the depot. We were at our depot in Winona, which is also an Amtrak depot, and it was during the flooding from. I think it was last summer, when we had a lot of our track was gone down around the Portage, just south of Portage. So they were bringing buses. The buses were meeting Amtrak at Winona and then busing the people to Chicago.
Okay.
And we were at the depot. We were getting ready to do something. There were a bunch of us around. We had quite a few people that day. And this is before Lenny got his cochlear implant. So he still couldn't hear me then. And I went... To ask Lenny a question back then, you basically got in his face and yelled.
Yeah.
That was the only way he could hear you. Well, at the time, Amtrak was disembarking and loading up on the buses. And this girl in this little skirt comes out with a bikini top on. Lenny caught her out of the corner of his eye, looked back at me, and I'm still asking him a question, puts his hand up and goes, "I'm busy, you'll have to wait." And off towards her he went, and this guy's what, 72? No, 60, no, he's 61. And I swore he was going to follow her right on that bus.
He just followed her?
Oh, yeah, he just would not take his eyes off of her. It was the funniest damn thing I'd ever seen.
So, he's a pervert.
Yeah,
he likes to leer.
Yeah, but he won't. He won't elaborate, because I asked him once why I called him the pervert. He wouldn't say.
Does Lenny take part in these infamous morning meetings?
Oh yeah. Lenny's the king of the morning meetings.
Talk about that.
You go to work so that the boss knows you're there, and then everybody suddenly disappears at the same time. About, I don't know, 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe 7:30 sometimes. And all the trucks show up at a certain little diner, and they have basically breakfast. And they have their, what they call a meeting, which is not a whole lot of a meeting other than it's a BS session.
What kind of BS?
Oh, anything from hunting to fishing to anything.
Do they tell stories?
Yeah, at times.
Do you think that'd be something I could tape? Do you think I could get some good stuff out of that?
I don't know. Some of it gets pretty raunchy.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, railroaders seem to have like a different culture. Is it almost like that camaraderie that you had in the military?
Yeah, there's a little bit more backstabbing going on though, I think.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
But there's like, you know how with Navy stories, when I was doing that research, it was like a lot of Navy stories, and they'd start out with, "This is no shitter," and And did they do that in the railroad too?
Yep.
Do they start it the same way? This is no shitter, or how do they start them?
Pretty much. It varies from person to person, but yeah, I've heard that.
Can you tell me one of those stories?
It's happened recently?
No, anything. I guess anything. I know. Tell me your own. Your own stories about. Was it the bridge over in Mississippi when you're working over in La Crosse? And there's all the people that live under there? Or is that in Milwaukee with the homeless people?
Oh, you see homeless people all over the place, especially by the railroad tracks, and I don't know why.
Especially by the railroad tracks?
Yeah, I've even seen it in Minnesota along the river. There's a bridge along Highway 61, and I've seen them living under there, especially around the Milwaukee area and the Chicago area.
Didn't some guy offer you like a hamburger or something, or?
Yeah, I saw him the first day, and it was him, another guy, and a dog, and they were basically had their little cardboard box condo set up. And the next day I saw him, he offered me a hamburger, and I noticed I don't see a dog.
No.
I don't know. I wasn't going to stick around to find out.
Oh, is that a pretty rough area down there? Milwaukee?
That part of Milwaukee's not real good. It's not the worst by far, but north side of Milwaukee was by far the worst. We couldn't even keep our sites running up there. They were vandalized so much.
Why would they be vandalized?
Because they were steel, copper, anything they could get their hands on.
What do they do with it?
Try and sell it. As scrap.
Oh, has that price... Now the prices have dropped. Are they still doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We're not seeing the steel disappear like we were, but we are still seeing the copper disappear.
Oh, our copper price is still high?
Not nearly as bad, no. Mm. But we also have... Most of these thieves can't tell the difference between copper and steel anyway.
Oh. You ever been really scared when you've been out on a site?
Yeah.
Why?
This isn't going to get anywhere else, is it?
Well, a professional probably listen to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been scared a few times.
What happened?
We were working on Menominee Bridge in Milwaukee, which is an old 1863 built in 1863. It's an old drawbridge. We were doing some work around it on the switches around it, putting in switch heaters. We had to dig under both main tracks. We had to go 4 feet underneath and dig all the way across to put piping in for the conduit for the wiring. And I had a lookout at the time. And I'm digging, and I'm between the rails, but down about 3 feet, and I'm still digging in under there to try and get deep enough to get the pipe in. And I heard a train whistle, and nobody said anything. So I stuck my head up between the ties and looked, and here comes Amtrak. But of course, by now they're not going very fast because they're just only a quarter mile past that bridge, and they're in the Milwaukee Depot. And I put my head back down pretty quick and got out of there. My lookout had walked away without me knowing it. That was a little scary. Then the rock caves in when the train goes over.
You weren't in the hole? You got out of the hole?
I scrambled to get out of the hole, but...
Yeah?
I made it about the same time the engine got to me.
That's pretty scary. What else?
I walked in front of a train coming out of a bungalow and didn't know it was coming. Walked out of the bungalow door, and there's a train coming at you.
Couldn't you hear it?
You kind of get used to that sound.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you get... But that's really loud. Oh, I suppose they're not blowing their whistles all the time, huh?
No, because they don't know you're in the bungalow.
Oh. How close is the bungalow to the rails?
About 6 feet. So when you you walk out the front door, you're about 5 feet away, and about another foot and a half, and you're going to get hit.
Why is that?
Because you're going to be close enough to the tracks, you're going to get hit. And you're going to be close enough, if it's a 79-mile-an-hour train, the wind's going to suck you in the rest of the way.
Oh, have there been any people that have died that way?
Oh, yeah.
Workers?
Oh, yeah, more than we can count.
Recently?
I think the last one was our maintainer up north. She was working on a switch on a track. Train was going by on the far track from her. She saw that one, waved to him, went back to working. What she didn't know was that another train coming the same direction was overtaking that train on the adjacent track, which was the one she was working on. She never even knew it hit her.
Really? What happens to, like, all of you guys when that happens? Do your mood change, or is it, how do you guys react when you hear that news?
There's always an investigation. We react with dread, because there's always an investigation, and there's probably a new rule somewhere that we don't know about coming yet.
Well, what about personally? I mean, do you... Is it something that just...
Well, it depends on if you know the person or not. If you don't know the person, then it's...
Then what do you, how do you guys talk about it, then? Just amongst yourselves, I mean.
If it's somebody you know, then it's... If it's far enough away and you don't know them, then it's just you talk about what happened and just wondering what happened. If it's somebody close, then it's a different story.
Mm-hmm. No morbid jokes or anything?
No, not usually.
Not with that.
It just happens too often for that.
What about when trains hit a vehicle?
That usually creates problems. We've had quite a few engineers with nervous breakdowns. We've had engineers with nervous breakdowns right on the scene where there's nothing they can do.
Why is that so devastating? What is it about a train hitting somebody in a vehicle that makes it more than likely they're not going to walk away from it?
Because it's an extremely, extremely high amount of force, and what it does to the human body is pretty bad.
Is there, I mean, do you guys pass along stories like about that and talk about stuff like that, or is that...
Not a lot. It's kind of a... I don't know, we don't talk about that a whole lot.
Except for the, like, real extreme things?
Yeah.
What about, like...
A lot of suicide via rail, and we'll talk about that, because that's...
Is that, like, suicide by cop?
Yeah, kind of same thing.
So you treat that differently than you do, you know, accidental or...
Yeah, well, when it's one of our own and we're supposed to know better, yeah.
Oh. Is it true that if you put a penny on the railroad tracks that the train will derail?
No.
Do you know any railroad jokes?
Clean? No.
Doesn't matter if they're clean.
I don't think you know any railroad jokes.
Do you know any jokes that you guys tell? I mean, is there like a culture of joke telling or practical jokes or songs?
No,
or?
Even the railroad's gotten into the 21st century now because it's all the email things that you see the people send around.
Yeah.
It's pretty much turned into the same thing on the railroad.
Oh, okay.
Although you will see pictures of smashed trucks and things that get hit on the rail.
Oh.
You'll see a lot more of that.
Talk about that.
I've sent you some of them, some of the... Trucks had been in the wrong place at the wrong place when they thought they were somewhere else, and that train's pretty much flattened the truck on the rail when the truck's been high railing.
What about foamers? You talk about foamers.
God.
What are those?
Those are the people that are so insanely in love with trains. They show up and just to watch you and take pictures of you.
They take pictures of
you? Oh, yeah. They'll see you working, they'll take pictures.
What do they do with a picture?
I have. They put them on. I have seen them on some websites. There are websites dedicated, and people will keep track of different companies and where those locomotives are working and what locomotives are still in service. And it's pretty insane.
Didn't you find one once that somebody had tracked the coming and goings of the trains in a certain depot so much that it was, or am I imagining that?
I think you're imagining that one. The coming and goings of the trains. They keep track of, they're looking for the locomotive numbers, and they put out almost like a wanted list if you've seen this locomotive, because they haven't seen it for a while.
Why would they want it?
I don't know. Some people collect stamps. These people collect information on railroads.
Why do you call them foamers?
Because they faint foam at the mouth when they see a train.
No, really, they're...
That's why we call them foamers.
Anything else? What about when you were on the road crew? What was that like?
That has a tendency to get rough, especially if you're on a younger, wilder crew.
Why?
Because then at quitting time, which is 5, 6, or 7, or whenever you get done that day, it means you're going to be in the bar probably by 8. And that turns into a rough night.
Are there a lot of women that work on the railroad?
I know of one.
Or just one?
Yep. But there are a few that are engineers and conductors, but I only know of one in my entire department.
Really? And how big is your department?
People-wise? A few hundred.
One. Why is that? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Is job hard? Is it to meet
physical? It's extremely physical most of the time.
Yeah.
It's out in the elements no matter what it's doing weather-wise.
Did you work with her?
Yeah.
How'd that go over? One woman on the crew?
Other than we had to have a being schedule, not too bad.
You had to have a what?
Well, it's obvious that when she needs to be, it's a little bit more involved than when the rest of us do, so we had to set up this is how we're going to do this type thing, because there's really no place to go out there.
Did she get the respect from the rest of the crew or the other guys, or did they give her a hard time or any, or...
Not any more than anybody else gets when they're new.
Everybody gets
a hard time.
People get a hard time when they're new?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's a hard time?
Being told to do work is not even necessary.
Like what?
Handing a shovel and say, 4 feet deep from here to there, don't quit till you're done. And then they leave.
And then?
You dig from here to there and hope they come back soon. Because they've got the truck. And you're out there and all you've really got is a shovel, so.
Did she ever express that she was treated worse or better or differently than the rest of the crew to you? I know you were friendly, you know, friends with her.
No. I think she may have been at first, but she kind of shot that in the ass pretty quick.
Wow.
Well, she didn't want to be treated like anybody else, and she made sure they knew it. So if anybody even slightly gave her shit, she gave it back to them tenfold.
So she really earned their respect?
Yep.
Did she keep up with them physically?
Yeah.
She did?
Yep.
Is she still on the railroad?
Yep. She just came back 2 weeks, a week or two ago.
From where?
Pregnancy leave.
Really? And she's doing what now? She's not still on the road crew.
Yep.
With a shovel?
She went right back to the road crew. She's probably, by the sound of it, she's going to be following gangs this year, so.
Really?
Yep.
Instead of Lenny, what do you think about if I talk to Amy?
That might not be bad. but when she tells you I hit her with a shovel, it was her fault.
You hit her with a shovel?
Yep, after I chased her around and knocked her down.
For what?
For lying to me.
About what?
Our 90-day... Me, Amy, Emmett Van Dusen, and myself got hired the same day. We went through orientation together, and we all three got assigned to the same road crew for our 90-day, whatever it's called, probation. You know, your 90 days where they can fire for no reason if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our 90 days was up. We were out working at Tamarack. It had to be 10 degrees below zero. We were freezing our butts off. And she comes up, and she's got tears coming from her eyes. What's wrong with you? He just found out Greg fired me at the end of the 90 days. I looked at her and went, you're kidding me. And this went on for about 2 minutes, and then she started smiling and laughing. What I probably shouldn't have done was the B&B crew was also in the same spot putting in ties, or the section was. They were putting in ties. They all stopped work when I knocked her down.
Did she knock you on your ass for that?
Oh, yeah. We got into almost pretty much a drop-down fight, other than we didn't really want to hurt each other, but...
Out of curiosity, when you guys were on the road crew, and you guys went out, did she go out too?
Yep.
Did she keep up drinking with you guys?
Are you kidding? Most of the time, she surpassed us.
Really?
Yep.
What about when you guys went to the infamous strip clubs? And don't tell me you didn't, because I know you did.
Luckily, I have no recollection.
That's a common part of it, right?
No.
Of the road clue?
That usually involves somebody's birthday.
Oh. Is that a birthday thing?
Yeah, usually.
Oh.
If you're dumb enough to tell them when your birthday is.
Okay. Because I know what happened to you once. So, did Amy go to that?
Yep.
To the strip club?
Yep. That was a really bad strip club, too.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
What did she do? Just sit there and drink?
Pretty much. We didn't stay there very long.
So, you think maybe talking to Amy, seeing if she'd be filmed?
Yeah. She lives in
Basketball?
Basketball.
Where's she traveling at now? She just came back.
I don't know. I don't know where they signed her yet.
Well, but she works Monday through Thursday, which is the same that you do, right?
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't be able to tape her on her job.
I don't even know where she's assigned at the moment.
Is she legendary now? The only female in the department that stuck it out.
That's made it.
That made it.
Yeah.
A lot of people respect her.
If you don't want to get a shovel alongside the head, you better.
She
can be mean when she wants to be.
She can be mean?
Yeah.
When you're working with her, when you are working with her, do you kind of forget that she's a woman?
Yep.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, thank you. I think I have enough. Almost 30 minutes. Well, 28, 47. Okay. So email Lenny. I think I want to talk to Lenny. I want to film Lenny. And can you talk to him and see if we can do that?
I can see him tomorrow.
Ask him tomorrow. Can ask him tomorrow. Okay? I have you on tape now. Yes, I did ask you. Alright. Thanks, honey. Well, we'll ask him about some of those legends. Tell him I want stories. Okay?